with massacres, intentional infection with smallpox, poverty, starvation, and outright murder, the state has killed off over 1.5 million Native Americans. In the past 3 years, at least 3,400 of the remaining Native Americans have been sterilized.
One case which is the focus of much organizing is that of Norma Jean Serena, a Native American woman. Norma Jean was sterilized in a public hospital near Pittsburgh. Two doctors recommended her sterilization, saying, quote, "We find from observation and examination of Norma Jean Serena that she is suffering from the following ailment or condition." And the words they filled in were socioeconomic reasons. In other words, they wanted her sterilized because she is poor. After the birth of her child, Norma Jean, exhausted from labor and under heavy sedation, was asked to sign a form of treatment. She was sterilized immediately, but she didn't discover this truth till several days later. The sterilization of Norma Jean Serena was only one of a long series of attacks on her by the state. Several months earlier, the welfare department seized custody of her children, placing them in a foster home. The reason they gave in their official report, quote, "She was an unmarried American Indian cohabitating with a Negro man, and that it was dangerous for the neighborhood children to be coming and going when Negro men were in the vicinity of the apartment," unquote.
After a long, hard fight, Norma Jean Serena has regained custody of her children and is now suing the Pennsylvania state welfare system. Norma Jean is bringing to trial a woman's right to control her own body, to live with whom she chooses, and to raise her own children. She is fighting the racist welfare bureaucracy that will go to any lengths, including genocide and child stealing in its attack. Norma Jean Serena is one of the thousands of women, Native American, Black, Third World, poor, who have been sterilized by force without their knowledge, their consent, without any choice in the matter. The Native American Solidarity Committee has taken the fight against forced sterilization and child stealing as one of their four national priorities. The other three are work on the Ogallala campaign, focusing on the trial of Leonard Peltier, work against the FBI, and preparation for the United Nations hearings on Native peoples next fall. NASC see forced sterilization as a genocidal attack on Native people, particularly used against Native women, and are developing an action-oriented campaign to stop it. If you are interested in working with the now-forming Committee on Forced Sterilization, you can call the Native American Solidarity Committee office in San Francisco at 647-6196. That's 647-6196.